This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Perhaps the most evil display of deception and murder we are subjected to today are found in the new phenomenon of mass school shootings. Prior to 1999, they were practically non-existent, but today they have almost become predictable. And if you are able to examine the evidence objectively, without getting emotional, a pattern can be recognized. Former Naval Intelligence Officer turned whistleblower, Milton William Cooper, wrote in his book, Behold a Pale Horse, published in 1991, that the CIA was using drugs and hypnosis on mental patients in order to persuade them to open fire on schoolyards, to inflame the anti-gun lobby, and do away with the Second Amendment. This probably sounds outlandishly evil, and it is, but the evidence is there. In the Columbine shootings of 1999, we are told that Eric Harris and Dylan Klybolt acted alone. The town of Columbine, Colorado, was created in 1958 for families and employees of the military-industrial complex. Eric and Dylan were arrested a year prior to the shooting and were allegedly sodomized by the arresting officer, which may sound crazy, but a local officer admitted to raping informants, which is a known method of trauma-based mind control. After this January incident, Eric and Dylan were put into a juvenile diversion program and prescribed SSRI drugs known to cause homicidal ideation. During this time, Eric Harris was making online death threats and bomb threats. Local police were aware of this and drafted a search warrant affidavit, but it was ignored. Eric and Dylan threatened revenge for the January incident in their yearbook. They produced a school video about their plans and began openly collecting weapons, all of this while on probation, and nothing was done about it. During the shootings, the police stood outside the building and did nothing, while the sounds of automatic gunfire and explosions continued for hours. In official transcripts, there are over 100 witnesses who saw more than two shooters, and more than 40 witnesses who identified the same two men in their 30s, one balding and the other with a short military-style haircut. Several witnesses described the same adult male throwing a pipe bomb on the roof of the library, all of them certain that it wasn't Dylan or Eric. And all of this information pertaining to additional shooters has been redacted. The FBI agent in charge of the Columbine investigation had a son who recently attended the school, who shot a student film inside Columbine High 2 years before the shooting about a character wearing a trench coat shooting up the school. Dylan and Eric fantasized about hijacking an airplane and crashing it into a New York City skyscraper in 1999. Are these just strange coincidences or remnants of the Fed's MKUltra program? An honest investigation into any of the mass school shootings following Columbine will have the same signatures, such as families involved in the military-industrial complex, prescribed SSRIs and other psychotropic drugs, psychological care provided by the state, and associations with law enforcement prior to the shootings. Just like we saw with the retired federal agent in regular communication with the Buffalo gunman in a private Discord chat room. And in the recent Texas school shooting, how is the perpetrator able to afford nearly $5,000 of weaponry? And why did the police stand down while children were slaughtered? We are still allowed to question these things, but for how long? This evil will never stop until the truth is exposed. And unfortunately, most of us are too emotional to see things as they really are. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon in the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms. Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
Age of wonder.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
His life was green and good.
Until the Christmas act.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas. Broadcasting worldwide.
Until Atlantis
it's
blues.
Alex Jones.
Until the crystal crack. The power of their source is suppressing free energy. Crystal. A mission of off-world colonization, and my prime directive is to make sure that happens. I believe in you. I'm pro-human. I'm a human. I know we're made in the image of God. And I don't just believe in you. I know you are victorious. I only ask that you research what we're saying and join us in the victory. All right, here's the deal. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 stacks of news. Every one of these articles we could talk for 4 hours about, but we can't. So the question is, what articles do we go to? You know, I've got news I wanted to hit yesterday that's so central. So fire up yesterday's list with the My Lai Massacre video for next segment. We're going to tie that into the Milgram experiment and the Stanford prison experiment to understand the mind control we're under coming up next segment. But because I mentioned this, let's go ahead and hit this now. The disgusting display today, the story's up on InfoWars.com, of Joe Biden, the third administration of Barack Hussein Obama, meeting with the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. And he says, we need your guidance on guns and lockdowns and everything. You're such a good little tyrant. We need to follow your lead. And that leads me to this clip I want to play right now. Clip 7, a compilation of globalists using the term Build Back Better and Great Reset, which means collapse civilization to bring you to your knees so you're dependent on them. Here it is.
It's a very pertinent question to ask, how do we build back better?
To build back better or whatever. We have a chance to reset the clock and build back better than before.
To build back better than before.
Remember,
cure the terrible damage of COVID as we try to build back from this global pandemic.
Joe Biden calls it build back better.
Build back better.
Building back better.
To do things differently. To build back better.
We're going to build it back better.
And build it back better.
It's my plan to build back better.
Start taking all the problems that have been created in education and mental health and start to build back in a positive way.
I have launched a booklet called Build Back Better, written after coronavirus.
It's about building this country back better.
Growing conspiracy following it. It is called The Great Reset.
An unprecedented opportunity to rethink and reset the ways in which we live.
The great opportunity for reset.
The theory even calls Mr. Biden's campaign slogan, Build Back Better, a front for the conspiracy.
Build Back Better.
Building Back Better, our economy.
Build Back Better.
All elements of the Great Reset are fundamental to building the future we need.
This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset.
It's a big effort to, some would say, to build back better. We would say to really have a great reset.
Conspiracy, conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
So they put the message out of what they're going to do, and then when you say no, they say you're insane, it doesn't exist. That's called gaslighting. They have New York Times articles, Washington Post, all the time. Jones is insane. He claims there's a thing called Build Back Better and a Great Reset to collapse the industrial world. And you tune in. We will collapse the industrial world. We rule the world. You are non-essential. You will have nothing. You will own nothing. These are quotes. Chips in your skin. No free will. End of family. Humans gone. Obsolete. 2045. 9 billion. Will never be reached. We will get rid of 90% by 2030. And they're saying, hey, we're going to push this agenda, but if you criticize it, we're going to demonize you, we're going to attack you. Here is what I mentioned earlier, President Biden with a New Zealand creature saying that she's the example of what they need to follow.
Well, good morning, everybody. And it's good to see you. Not so old, but a good friend here. Prime Minister, it's welcome to the White House. We last saw each other as the launch of the Indo-Pacific framework, which is, I think, a fairly big deal for all of us. And we need your guidance. And we're, it's a pleasure to see you in person. You understand that your leadership has taken on a critical role in this global stage. And it really has. Galvanizing action on climate change, a global effort to curb violence, extremism, and online, like happened at Christchurch, call. And, and we want to be, I want to work with you on that effort. And I want to talk to you about what those conversations are like if you're willing.
So he's sitting there reading off note cards in his hand because he's the definition of a puppet. So next segment, we're going to look at two heroes. Two heroes in the fight against tyranny. We're going to look at Congressman Larry McDonald in his last interview before he was murdered. And then we're going to look at the Army officer that stopped much of the My Lai massacre. And ask ourselves, which side are we on? That's coming up next segment. But I'll say this again. I cannot prosecute this war without your help. And I hate being right on the edge of the red. So thank you for your support. We have the Memorial Day special going right now. Up to 60% off double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm trying to find the coin. I had it here, but who knows what I've done with it. The point is that we have a third round, the final issuance of the founding member coins. And everybody that becomes a founding member will get documentary films free and special reports and special promo codes, but that's not the reason you're signing up for this. I know why you've done it. It's because you want to be part of history. You've told me on the street, and you want to fund us into the future. We've sold 70% of the coins. It'll be gone very, very soon. It's the final coin in the series. Go to 1776coin.com and get the Molon Lambe Come and Take It Free Man Bear Arms, third coin, and the George Washington Tree of Liberty, and now Come and Take It Second Amendment coin. The other coins are sold out. This is the final coin, your last chance to have this piece of history. I want to thank you all for your support. It's available exclusively at 1776coin.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. There's a link at the top of InfoWarsStore.com if you missed the URL. 1776, the numbers, 1776, coin, 1776coin.com. And again, you've been amazing activist listeners. We love you and we appreciate you. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Understand this, you understand everything. Psychologist Stanley Milgram found that over 80% of people do not have the psychological and moral resources to defy an illegal order by an authority figure. No matter how illegitimate the order is, only 20% have critical capacity. And so here are several examples of this. Congressman Larry McDonald, the head of the John Birch Society, a Democrat, a patriot, exposed the whole world government plan. They brought down his plane over Russia, killed him, and all of this was done to basically silence the liberty movement here in America. Here's an interview he did a few weeks before he was killed. Talk about moral courage.
Week says this. The John Birch Society considers communism only one arm of a master conspiracy in which socialist American insiders are plotting to establish world government. Now, he also says, and here's Director John McManus, that's your public relations director, saying that former Secretary of State Alexander Haig and CIA Director William Casey are two of these master conspirators who are plotting to establish world government. Now, what do you say? You know, that kind of silly, asinine statement is what makes people laugh at the John Birch Society.
Well, Tom, I'm sure being a long-standing member of the Rockefeller apparatus, and as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations of long-standing, you're fully aware that there is an elitist core in this country that has seen value in subsidizing communism, of protecting communism.
It has?
Sure.
You're accusing me of subsidizing communism?
No, I'm saying
because
that
I happen
is,
to belong
no,
to a
no,
to
there
a
is an elite
policy
core.
Study
no,
group?
No, wait a minute. There is an elite core in this country that has dominated American society.
Well, I'm not one of them.
Trilateral Commission.
The Trilateral Commission. Council on Foreign Relations.
State Department, I suppose.
Well, let's face it. They have dominated the State Department for 40 years, and pretty much openly.
All right,
so.
But what are they trying to do?
Well, their objective is to try to bring about a gradual transition in our society, a dissolving of sovereignty, and a moving steadily to the left on the political spectrum.
Well, who are they?
The elitist groups that I mentioned, particularly key individuals and policymakers in the Council on Foreign Relations.
Is the International Monetary Fund part of this?
Well, I would say the International Monetary Fund has certainly been set up for the purpose of facilitating that transfer of sovereignty and transfer of wealth on the road.
Right, we elected Mr. Conservative.
Let me just finish the point, because otherwise we're going to have a lot of unanswered questions. That you are looking at a group that has worked to bring about a dissolution of national sovereignty on the road to world government. And certainly you're familiar with local professor Carol Quigley, who has been part of your club, in which he admitted all this. And he said in his book, Tragedy and Hope, the only thing I disagree is that we've worked to keep it a secret.
So that's the first episodes of the crossfire back in 1983. He was dead a few weeks later. Talk about moral courage. Talk about a medical doctor like Rand Paul on target with U.S. intelligence sources telling what was happening. And now we're all living it here today. And let's talk about the My Lai massacre. U.S. troops get mad. Officers decide to just wipe out a whole village. And then one man with courage shows up and stops the massacre that had been far worse. That, my friends, is moral courage. That's what we're talking about, the incredible true story of Hugh Thompson Jr. This is the type of courage we need today. This is what we need in our culture. These type of men and women that know the right thing are the leaders. Because everybody else are followers. We've got to be the leaders. Here's the report.
People suffer in war. I can't answer what it accomplishes. I have very mixed feelings about it. And I sure don't want to be in another one, because I know what goes on.
It was perhaps one of the darkest chapters in American military history.
At a hamlet called My Lai in Vietnam,
where American soldiers killed over 500 unarmed Vietnamese civilians.
Women, children, and the elderly.
This was really pure chaos.
But it could have been much worse, thanks to one very brave helicopter pilot.
Hugh Thompson, he was the hero at the My Lai massacre.
We just saw all these bodies everywhere and no explanation. That's when I started trying to figure out what had happened. Saw a wounded person, got on the radio, called for help. The captain just put his weapon on automatic and killed him.
This is one of the commanding officers on the ground.
Commanding officer. I figured that something was going very wrong that we couldn't understand. Next time we landed in a ditch that had over 100 bodies in it. Some of them weren't dead yet. So I asked for help again, and I asked him, I said, can you help these people out?
And the soldier said, yeah, we'll help them out of their misery.
That's when I just told them, quit joking around, help them out, okay? They said, yeah. And as we took off, my crew chiefs came over the intercom with the most somber voice I'd ever heard, saying, my God, they're firing into the ditch.
Thompson and his crew then realized the American troops were on a killing spree.
Talking wasn't working. I had to take action.
When he saw GIs advancing on another group of defenseless women and children, Thompson ordered his crew to turn their guns on their fellow Americans.
He landed the aircraft in between the American forces and the Vietnamese people, got out of the aircraft, and he went and had words with a lieutenant on the ground.
These are human beings, unarmed civilians.
The lieutenant outranked him, but he gave the lieutenant an order and told them to keep his people in place.
Get back!
With the aid of larger helicopter gunships, Hugh Thompson and his crew succeeded in airlifting to safety over a dozen old men, women, children.
When I did instruct my crew to open up on them, if they open up on any more civilians that particular day, I wouldn't give it a second thought. A soldier's trained to kill, but a soldier's not trained to murder. You have to do the right thing in life, but don't look for any rewards.
Thompson was grilled in Congress over the charge that he trained his helicopter's guns on U.S. troops.
I'd been threatened with prison. My life had been threatened. I was an outcast.
He was called a rat and a traitor by fellow servicemen. But over the course of time, Thompson began to be seen as a hero.
30 years after My Lai, Hugh Thompson and his crew received the Soldier's Medal, the Army's highest award for bravery.
U.S. Senator John Brough nominated Thompson for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2000. Thompson was widely recognized not just for his battlefield courage, but for his humanity.
Hello, ma'am. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for meeting me.
She had been dumped in the ditch but survived, shielded by the bodies of the dead. Why, she wanted to know, were so many villagers killed that day? And why was Thompson different from the rest of the Americans?
I saved the people because I wouldn't talk to murder and kill. I just wish we could have helped more people that day.
In fact, they did help more people.
Some scholars say we saved upwards of 20,000 lives because that operation was supposed to go on for 4 days, and there was up to 20,000 people living in all those villages. You know, I've always heard, though, saying, I thought it was kind of corny, but you can make a difference. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I guess I proved you can make a difference.
I admire you so much for your courage and your determination, and your story was so touching.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. You know, we drop a lot of bombs and then do a lot of talking, and then we become friends. Seems to me that if we do the talking before the bombs start falling, then we can be friends also.
Hi, I'm Matt Orfila. I hope you enjoyed the video. These are my sources, used with fair use under the U.S. copyright law for educational purposes. If you'd like to help me make more videos, please support me on Patreon.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon and the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of "Come and take it," and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription "Free men bear arms." Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is happening. Tulsi Gabbard, a top Democrat, has come out against the World Economic Forum and the UN and said it's a corporate criminal takeover. The article's up on Infowars.com, and that it's the enemy pushing the lockdowns. It's the enemy pushing the open borders. It's the enemy pushing the inflation. You're like, yeah, we already know that. The people don't know that yet. And if the people ever figure that out, it's game over for the New World Order. And that's why I'm harping on that information. And I know as an audience, you already know this. We have new listeners every 5 seconds. Every second. I'm not talking to you that already know what's going on. I'm talking to people that don't know what's going on. There is a savage, corrupt, ruthless, predatory, beyond wicked, globalist New World Order that gets up on TV and says, we rule the world. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. You don't have free will. We own your bodies. We've penetrated your governments. We run your governments. I mean, to me, every day I sit here and say, why is this happening? And it's because the average person is in a comfort zone. And believe me, I can pretend this isn't happening. The third world isn't being starved to death. I can pretend the border's not wide open. I can pretend the courts aren't corrupt and sit there in my house and wait for it to come to my door. So I get why a lot of people don't want to deal with this. Because it's scary. We told you 30 months ago about the inflation of the Great Reset because they bragged about it. We told you how they planned to shut down all the small businesses because they bragged about it. And I'm sitting here with the blueprint of the enemy, and I know how to stop them. Dead in their tracks. And it's simply by you realizing this is happening and spreading the word and saying no. And the good news is, just since I've been harping on this, and I'm not taking credit, maybe it just magically happened, but I have a sneaking suspicion it's because you made phone calls, you sent emails, you called talk radio shows, you called C-SPAN, Washington Journal, you lit a fire under their pacifist asses. To make it front and center, the group attacking us, if we can just identify the enemy, everything else flows from that. And my 28-year war against the New World Order has been about believing in you, believing you didn't want to be depopulated, believing you wanted to go to space, believing you wanted to innovate, believing you cared about yourself and your children, believing that you love God. And now here we are today. And all of us need to get out of our comfort zone. All of us need to slap up against the face to get us out of the coma we've been in. And the mirage, the spell, the daydream, the trance that we've been under. That's our mission. Because I know the globalist goal is depopulation and collapse and poverty and death and humiliation. I know the trajectory. I know what the weapon does. I know who they are. I know their end game. I know their plan. I know I'm right. I know that later, many of you tuning in today that work for Media Matters or others are giggling and snickering, and it's funny and it's cute. The inflation's funny. The child trafficking's funny. The war with Russia's cute. It's all cute and funny because you have pretended psychically. You have pretended spiritually that you're exempt, that you're part of the power structure. I've got a stack of articles right here. Of Biden, who is a total puppet of the globalists, blaming the Federal Reserve. Hey, the Federal Reserve can burn in hell as far as I'm concerned. It is the private corporate banking dictatorship that is over America. But to have the system infighting with itself right now and pointing fingers at each other. Is that a sign of their strength? No, my friends. It's a sign of their extreme weakness. And that is a horrifying truth. Because what do these people do when they're cornered? What do they do when they're exposed? What do they do when people are awake? What do they do when their agenda's in trouble? What do they do when the world's turning against them? What do they do when they know they have no way out? They double down with war and economic collapse. And if they think you'll buy the collapse they're selling, and if you'll buy into the fake narrative that Putin caused it or you caused it, they will accelerate their operation. But if we expose them and man-to-man, woman-to-woman go, listen, Rothschild, listen, Rockefeller, listen, Sachs, Coburg, Gotha, your gaslighting doesn't work on me. And if we stare them in the eyes and say, you will be held accountable for what you've done. We know who you are. We know what you're doing. And we don't buy it. Then they'll back off every time. Every time their agenda is exposed, they back off. Wait till you go back to sleep, relaunch the operation. And so it happens over and over again. Your acquiescence, your sleeping, your not taking full ownership of your birthright, like I've done, and I'm nobody. I know there are millions of you that have got black skin and brown skin and pink skin and white skin. I don't give a rat's ass about your skin. I care about your blood, baby, your spirit. And I need you to beat these people for my family to survive and your family to survive. We have the keys to the destiny of the future of the human race. But you're going to have to admit what you're faced with, because if you don't know you're in a fight for your life, and if you don't know you're under attack, and if you don't know that the enemy is coming on strong against you and everything you are and everything your ancestors were, then you don't have a rat's chance in Hades. But if you are simply aware of the enemy's attack, and you're simply aware of where you are and your future children's destiny, you are invincible with God's power. You are unstoppable. But you must step into your birthright. You must step into your inheritance. You must step into your office, and you must decide to be a vessel of God to execute operations against the New World Order. I am waiting for you. God behind me is waiting for you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have a special guest in the next hour, but let's go to this Paul Joseph Watson report, where he deals with the fact that they're telling us energy blackouts coming this winter, not just here in the U.S., but all over the U.K. and Europe. The Great Reset, the what is Biden and the U.N., the Davos Group called it, the transition, the change that we're a part of. Here it is.
Millions of Brits face morning and evening power cuts this winter under the government's reasonable worst-case scenario. Yes, the technocrats are telling us that we may have to endure energy rationing, which they've been demanding for years anyway to save the planet, because Putin bad. The Times reports a minister said the briefing suggested that electricity could have to be rationed for up to 6 million homes at the start of next year, Mostly at peaks in the morning and evening, the curbs could last more than a month, causing energy prices to rise again and leaving GDP lower than forecast for years to come. A government spokesperson thanked a £90 billion investment in renewable green energy for the UK not being dependent on Russian energy exports.
Wait, hang on.
If green energy is going to protect us from the worst impact of Russia cutting off supplies, why are they telling us we're going to have to endure rolling blackouts? Could it be because green energy is totally inadequate in meeting the country's needs? Is this a foretaste of the government's promise to power every home in the UK using wind turbines by the end of the decade? Difference being, the power may randomly be switched off from time to time because demand outstrips supply. Isn't it interesting how the invasion of Ukraine suddenly became a justifiable excuse for energy blackouts, thereby providing globalist control freaks with the perfect scapegoat for what they planned all along? We were told corona lockdowns were a precursor to climate lockdowns, which were then imposed in some countries while the media and fact-checkers claimed they didn't exist. We were told runaway inflation, which was already ramping up way before the invasion of Ukraine, was because of the invasion of Ukraine. We've been socially engineered to accept the inevitability of lower living standards. We were told a climate change tax and rationing may have to be imposed on meat to stop global warming. The World Economic Forum gushed at the prospect of how people could be conditioned to get used to the idea of eating weeds, bugs, and drinking sewage water in order to reduce CO2 emissions. The technocrats have for years been telling us to get ready to eat the bugs. Now the cost of living crisis is causing the price of meat and numerous other foodstuffs to soar, leaving many people broke and with no choice but to impose the rationing on themselves. Everything the technocrats wanted for years but couldn't find a reasonable excuse to impose is now being imposed after they found a reasonable excuse. But yeah, all this just suddenly became a crisis because Vladimir Putin bad. Give me a break.
All right, so here is a illustration I mentioned earlier. It's on Infowars.com that illustrates it all. A brief history of transportation shows a man and a woman with a small cart and a horse. Then the first steam-driven cars, then the Model T, then the station wagon, then the SUV, and now after Biden, we have where we were 150 years ago. We make jokes about it, but that is the post-industrial plan that we're dealing with. So let's look at some of these headlines that deal with this right now. Russia sounds alarm on risk of direct conflict with the U.S. Biden said 2 days ago he wouldn't send long-range missiles and artillery that are precision-guided by U.S. satellites that could shoot up to 50 miles to Ukraine. Well, the neocons and others threw a hissy fit, and so now it's on like Donkey Kong. Then Russia threatens to annihilate U.S. with 4 Satan II missiles over Ukraine proxy war. Biden unveils long-range rockets for Ukraine, stresses we don't seek NATO-Russia war. There's nothing weaker than having a president that flip-flops every day. Biden agrees to provide Ukrainians with long-range missiles. Yahoo News. Russia holds nuclear forces drill as Biden unveils $700 million more on top of the $40 million 2 weeks ago to Ukraine. Russia threatens to wipe out entire U.S. with just 4 Satan II missiles. After Azov dropped Nazi insignia from uniform, media hypes new unicorn LGBTQ patch. Well, isn't that cute? Ukraine fires own human rights chief for perpetuating Russian troop systemic rape stories. So that's the type of garbage that we're dealing with as a society. Meanwhile, a very powerful censor report at Infowars.com. I hope you share it. Ukrainian citizens being bombed by their own government, terrified to speak out. So I ask the question, who's launching the burning down of hundreds of food processing plants? Who's launching the opening of the borders? Who's launching the devaluation of our currency? Who's engaged in hyperinflation? Who's doing this? The globalists. Biden takes direct orders from these people. And I ask you this. What will a month from now look like? What will 6 months from now look like? What will a year look like on this current roadmap, on this current blueprint, on this current trajectory, on the path we're on? Where does this go in the next few months, the next few years? I think you can see it. What Davos Group says, you will own nothing. You will have nothing. And you will like it. This is it. And great, Tulsi Gabbard and Senator Paul and others are speaking out. What are they doing during the deliberate murder and destruction of our economy and our economic ecosystem? U.S. policymakers misjudged inflation threat until it was too late. It'll bring down the world system, MSN says. They did it all by accident, even though they've got the new global social credit score, even though they've got the whole new program set up and prepared. White House scrambles on inflation after Biden complains to aides. Raging gas prices and inflation, top travel concerns, overtaking COVID survey finds. Oh, really? Economic pessimism growing in the U.S., Gallup poll reports. Biden plots inflation fight with Fed chair when they're all part of the same group. They're both to blame. Biden throws the head of the Federal Reserve under the bus for soaring inflation. And yes, the Federal Reserve, under the political direction of the criminal elites, did this. So what does it tell you now that a year ago they denied inflation was a reality? And now they point fingers at each other and say they're the ones who did it. While they try to censor, while they try to control everything we say and everything we do. Coming up, next hour, Edward Dowd, big internal stock picker, Wall Street insider, will lay out where he sees the collapse going and what we can do to protect ourselves. But this is really the end of the world, red alert, as Russia threatens nuclear war after U.S. transfers long-range missiles to Ukraine, while puppet Biden announces plans to overturn the Second Amendment with executive orders. We're not in the preparation phase anymore. We're not in the beta phase anymore. We now, my friends, have come to the point where the knives are out and the New World Order is launching its operation. Hour number three, straight ahead. And we're going to lay it all out here today. But I ask you this question. Are you awake now? Are you paying attention yet? Because believe me, long after I'm gone, it'll be you and God deciding what you're going to do. My work is almost over.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.